All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimms Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Mia, so let's get started. So, letting Grace see my erection, we can try. I don't know, but I feel a strange urge to let her see it. Maybe I'm just curious to see how she reacts, what she might say, what she might do. So I can't be too obvious about it, just gotta make sure she notices it.
With sordid curiosity getting the best of you, you turn your head to Grace.
Hey! What? Think I need to get out of here. Why, is this making you too uncomfortable? In a way. What do you mean? How do I put this? Things below the equator are getting a bit too constricted. Is it now? Sure you're not just trying to humbly brag a bit? Maybe a little, although it's the only thing I can brag about so I don't feel guilty doing it. Fair enough. Still, before you go...
She takes a long pause as you hold your breath, waiting for what you hope she'll say next.
Can I see it? Holy shit, she actually did. Unless you think it'd be inappropriate, that is. No, not at all. It's not like you're asking me to pull it out.
As Grace steps back, you turn to face her.
Whoa. Yeah, told you I wasn't exaggerating. No, you weren't. It's actually bigger than I imagined.
Hearing the words come out of her mouth, Grace immediately cuts herself off.
Not that I imagined it, of course. That'd definitely be inappropriate. Yes, very, very inappropriate.
With her eyes struggling to look away, you notice her cheeks start turning a rosy pink. Furthermore, with the combination of booze, their moans from behind the wall, and your bulging erection, Grace only has one thing on her mind.
I'm guessing you're able to keep Sadie very pleased with it. Had no complaints so far. Good to hear, but keep in mind it's not all about the size.
You quickly respond back.
Most important is that you know how to use it? Exactly.
Her cheeks now turn from rosy pink to a dark red. She becomes increasingly flustered, and it shows.
Oh, I do know how to use it, Grace.
Now staring intensely into your eyes, she opens her mouth slightly, preparing to say something more. Something you surmise that if she were totally sober, she wouldn't dare to. To your disappointment, she suddenly stops herself.
Something you wanted to say? Yeah? I think you should get back behind the bar. The customers are probably piling up. Yeah, probably. Wait, what about the ice? I'll deal with it. I'd rather not put you through the awkwardness of having to break up what's going on over there. Right, thanks. Don't mention it. Now go.
Knowing that's the end of it, you walk past Grace and leave the room, knowing oh so well about the hint of regret in Grace.
Okay, that was intense. Still, now it's time to get my head back in the game. There's work to be done.
Grabbing hold of the door, you suddenly stop in your tracks.
Although, I've really got to take a piss.
Looking back down the hallway to the men's restroom, you decide to do just that. Stepping up to the urinal, you proceed to do your business.
Ah, that feels much better.
For what felt like forever, the stream just keeps going on and on.
Man, why is there so much? Come to think of it, when's the last time I did take a leak? This morning, maybe? After a little more time goes by, you eventually relieve yourself completely. That was supposed to be narrated. Finally, for a minute there, I thought it'd never end.
Zipping yourself back up, you turn around.
Yo! Ah!
Shocked, you stagger backwards and almost fall into the urinal.
Simon, where'd you come from? Sorry to scare you, Grim. I just wanted to have a little chat. So, when I saw you coming in here, I thought it'd be a good opportunity to get you alone. Alone? What exactly would you... Let's try that one again. Alone? Why exactly would you want to do that? Well, alright, I'll give it to you straight. My wife has developed a slight infatuation with you. Tell me about it. I have no idea that therapists could be so troublesome. Yes, she definitely does tend to push the boundaries sometimes. However, I'm not talking about therapy here, Grim. You're not? Then this is about...
You suddenly feel nervousness begin encapsulating your body.
Like I told you earlier, she was surprised when you turned her advances down. Even if you do have a girlfriend. And to be honest, even a little disappointed. Really, if I recall, she told me she was proud of me for it. People are complicated creatures, Grim. We can feel more than one emotion at the same time. So she was both proud and disappointed? Exactly. Except the disappointment seems to have lingered with her much longer. Really? Damn. That's actually kind of flattering in a weird way. It should be. My wife is a very peculiar woman. Doesn't throw herself out there for just anyone. And clearly, you're not just anyone. Although, to be honest, I'm still not quite sure why. You and me both. Still, what I think is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is that she wants you. Badly. Right, so what is it you're actually asking from me? I want to watch my wife suck your dick. Oh wow, that's pretty direct. Some other light fooling around would also be okay if you're both comfortable with it, obviously. Don't really know what to say right now. Kinda at a loss for words. I completely understand this probably isn't something you expected to have proposed to you tonight. Or maybe even any night at that. Still, we thought it's worth giving a shot. So, what do you say?
As he stands before you, waiting for an answer, you deliberate with yourself whether that's something you want to participate in.
But I have a girlfriend, and forget your girlfriend. She'll never have to know about this. You have my word on that. He wants to watch her suck me off like he'd actually get enjoyment out of it? Ah, dude's a cuck. And he said this is just a start with? Where would it eventually lead to? To a threesome? To him sitting in a cuck chair, the situation that we had in Fetish Locator. Wait, does he want to do stuff with me too? You just want to watch, right? Correct, this time I'll only be watching. And, anything else, you can ask me whatever you like. Well, there is one other thing. The floor is yours, as they'd say. Okay, he really is strange. Well, just to clarify, you at no point now or in the future want to do anything sexual with me, right? Not that there's anything wrong with people who do, by the way. I just happen to not swing that way.
Stepping right up to you, Simon puts a hand on your shoulder and smiles at you, warmly.
Neither do I. Oh, well, all right then. That's a relief to know. Glad I could alleviate your concerns. See, this is actually the way you're supposed to do it if you're gonna do anything like this. Because you want to make sure that the guy's not gonna try to put his finger in your ass and all this crazy bullshit that some cucks like to do. You know, you say, hey, you're not going to do anything. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, glad I could alleviate your concerns. So now that you have agreed to this, you do feel a little better about it. Because at least he's not going to be doing some crazy shit. So what'll it be? Interested or not? I'm not really interested in it.
Thinking on his proposal, you soon come to a firm decision.
To be honest, I'm not really into the idea of it, for many reasons. I mean, I only just met you, so having you watch me fool around with your wife is a lot. Plus, there's my girlfriend, too.
Noticeably disheartened by your response, Simon's face drops.
That's a shame, although I do understand where you're coming from. This kind of thing isn't for everyone. Sorry. Please, there's no need to apologize. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Won't lie. Giselle will be saddened by this, but it is what it is. Thanks for asking anyway. Wish I could give you a different answer. Me too. Well, I suppose this discussion is over. I'll leave you to your business. All right.
With a half-hearted wave, Simon turns and leaves the restroom.
Well, that was awkward, but what can I do? If I'm not into it, I'm not into it. Too bad I'm not, though. Probably could have been fun.
After washing hands, you walk back out to the bar. Scanning the room, you take a moment to really absorb what a success the night is.
Yeah, I'm really trying to avoid a lot of this cuck stuff. We couldn't really do anything about Fetish Locator, but, you know, it's just, it's not really cool. And again, I've told you guys, in my early 30s, when I was on a certain website, a porn website, I was asked a lot to be a bull to some guy's wife. So, he could basically watch me bang her. And that actually happened with real life friends too. He was for it, but she backed out of it. Because first she was like all for it, and then she backed out of it. And, you know, it's just one of those things, man. Again, especially when it's somebody close, you're like, yeah, let's just forget this happened. It's just things that happen sometimes when the alcohol starts flowing and you know, just things start happening. You're like, you know what? Nah, let's not do this. Let's not ruin the friendship and get all this weird sexual vibe and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, We put it behind us, and of course, there's other people that I've respectfully disagreed. I said, or respectfully declined, rather. I said, no, this is just not something I'm interested in. You know, it's not for me. Scanning the room, you take a moment to really absorb what a success the night is. And I'm sure some of these people are nice people. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just, it's not something I'm into. I know it's a fetish. I know people get off on it. But it's just not, again, something I'm digging. People everywhere drinking, laughing. Drinking, laughing.
Dancing. There's nothing but good vibes. And it's great.
Grim!
Seemingly appearing out of nowhere, Sadie runs up to you.
This party's gone on for a long time, too, hadn't it? I've been to parties that were shorter than this one. I mean, like, all-night parties. Sup? What are you so amped about? The party's almost over. We haven't even danced nearly as much as I want. Come on. Do I have to? You know I'm not really much of a dancer, Sadie. It's not Sade he's dancing with here. He's not that kind of smooth operator. And I already got my fill of it earlier from Vivian. But I'm your girlfriend, not her, so too bad, but we're dancing.
With her mind made up, Sadie drags you to the other side of the bar where the dance floor is.
So how about you show me what Vivian taught you? What, Vivian? Taught? Are you sure you're sober, Sadie? Not really.
Throwing her arms around you, she puts her head against your chest.
Or not totally, rather. Isn't this great? The party? Yeah, it is, isn't it? I just hope Grace can keep the momentum going. I haven't been here all that long, but I'm kind of starting to get weirdly attached to this place. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm even starting to get a little sad that we'll be leaving eventually. Me too. Although we'll be back at college, so we'll probably be too busy to even miss it. Yeah, probably.
For a couple of minutes, you and Sadie just slowly dance, feeling comfort and safety in each other's arms.
Grim? Yeah? Do you ever...
She goes quiet, not sure whether she should even ask what's on her mind.
Do I ever what? Nothing. Forget I said anything. Come on, Sadie, don't leave me hanging like that. You know how crazy it drives me when you do it. Oh, I can't stand when women do that crap. Sorry. I was just gonna ask. Do you ever think about the future? Yeah! You know, robots and flying cars and evil corporations taking everything over. You know, microchips and virtual reality and that kind of thing. Sure. The future? Sure. Doesn't everyone? I suppose so, but do you ever think about what? Marriage? No. That's not something that's gone through my mind. Not in a long, long time. Oh, wow, we're going there, huh? Sorry, I know now's not a great time to talk about that stuff, but it's just been on my mind lately. Uh-oh. It has? You've been thinking about marriage? Uh-oh. Well, not just that. Other things, too. Other things like kids? I'll take that as a yes, then. It's weird, isn't it? No, not at all. I think most people think about it, don't they? Yeah, but not when they've only been with their partner for a year. Are you kidding me? I've seen people have kids and get married in less than a year. I've seen people after a few months. It's like, you only been together for a while. Yeah, but I think it's gonna work. And you hope it does. And sometimes it really fucking does. I'm gonna be honest, sometimes it does. And then sometimes it really fucking doesn't. In America, it 50% doesn't and 50% does. So you got a 50-50 shot. It's literally like flipping a fucking coin. And while they're still only in their early 20s. You kidding me? You know how many people I've seen? Man, I remember the first woman that I was with for a considerable amount of time. The parents was like, oh, you're the first one that isn't just going to jump up and fuck her. You're actually like a guy that is interested in her. So, when are y'all going to get married? What? I was 19. She was about the same age, 18, 19, something like that. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I thought I was too young, you know? But then there's people that do marry when they're 18, 19 years old. In their early 20s. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen a lot growing up. Some couples are still damn together after all them years. They got married in high school and they're still together. For real. Oh, so you were specifically talking about the two of us? Then no, I haven't thought about it once. You jerk. I'm joking. Gosh, you're really easy to wind up. You know that? Don't joke around about stuff like that. It's not funny. Well, obviously not to you. You're on the other side of it. I wouldn't make a joke like that to you. Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
You pull Sadie close to you.
You're way too good of a person. I won't dispute that assessment of me. But really, do you ever think about it? I don't necessarily mean with me, just in general. I have before. And what? Do you want those things? Marriage? Kids? She wants cash and prizes. That's a big question, Sadie. Just tell me what your first instinct is. Okay, well. I'm gonna say no. Nah, I've completely made my mind up on it, but not really.
You notice Sadie look visible.
Oh, hold on. Guess I do, as long as it... You know what? As long... We're gonna throw this into the AVN world, where things sometimes work out. And don't remind me about Race of Life, where the character is a divorced single father. Maybe that won't happen here. As long as it's with the right person, of course. That's a relief to know. And what do you consider to be the right person? I suppose the most important quality is that she's really, really hot. Oh, you're really, really stupid. And she gets bonus points for having huge jugs, too. Well, okay, I'll give him that. I definitely like my huge, mountainous titties, so yeah. Can't you ever treat anything seriously? What, you don't think I'm being serious? I hope not, because, well, I don't have huge jugs. Yep, I noticed that. Which is why I think we need to talk, Sadie! This isn't an easy decision for me to make, but...
You grin devilishly at her as she looks back, irritated.
You're such a dick, you know that? I know. Still, you know I'm only playing with you, right? I think you have perfect jugs. Wow, how romantic. So I'm assuming then you want the same thing? What, marriage and kids? Yeah. Eventually, sure, I wanted it ever since I was a little girl. Well, I do think you'd make a pretty great mom. Really? Why do you say that? Because you're kind, patient, and very affectionate. However, you can also put your foot down when needed. That's true, I also think I'd be a cool mom. Well, obviously. Right? What little tyke wouldn't love to have me as their mom? Probably ones that get annoyed at their friends for constantly joking about how hot their mom is. Alright, that could definitely be a problem. Alas, those are sacrifices you make when you're the cool, hot mom. I suppose so. Nah, I'd be fine. I'll have my equally cool, hot husband by my side. Who knows? Maybe he'll get jealous of all those horny teenage boys talking about you like that. That certainly won't be any fun for him. He'd have nothing to worry about because his wife will only have eyes for him. Him and his very, very large penis. Women, they only think about one thing, don't they? When that one thing is as exceptional as yours, can you blame them? Well, I mean, it's like a woman that marries a man that has a lot of money. She goes and says, "Honey, how is your money today?" "Oh, my money is fine. Is there still a lot of it?" "Yes, there's still plenty of it." "Well, great, I'm happy now." And then the next day she'll ask him about his money, and the day after that. And as long as the money continues to be large, you know, a monstrous amount of money, things will be fine. That's actually a great point. How quickly this discussion went into the toilet. And for once, you're the one who's responsible for it. Damn, you're right. See what a bad influence you are on me? You love it, don't lie. Maybe.
For the next few minutes, you and Sadie dance together in silence.
By the way, did you hear about Vivian and Ellie? Yeah, I did, actually. Did quite a bit more than hear about it, though. Pretty wild, huh? Those two saying, "fuck it," and going at it in the storage room. It's definitely wild, although I wouldn't expect any less from Vivian. Ellie, on the other hand, didn't take her for that kind of person, did you? No, I definitely did not. It certainly was a surprise to see. To see? Oh, what? You said it was a surprise to see. Are you saying you saw it happen? No. You did? Okay, fine, I did. I accidentally walked in on it. Weird, because Grace didn't mention you were there, too. She didn't? That's weird. Not really, considering what happened. So, how was it? How was it? Yeah, I ain't falling for that one. I'm not testing you, Grim. Bull, that's a shit test. I genuinely want to know what it was like to see. I don't know, it didn't really look that hard. Not like I pulled a folding chair and popcorn out. Yeah, I guess so. Still, it is kind of hot, don't you think? It would have been funny if he did pull out a folding chair and popcorn. Ladies, just continue doing what you're doing. I'm going to sit here and eat popcorn. You're good. Again, no, this isn't a test. You want me to be completely honest? I do. It was two attractive girls having sex. Of course it was kind of hot. You motherfucker. What, you wanted me to be honest? I'm just fucking with you. That's not funny at all. Oh, so jokes are only funny when you're the one doing them, huh? Now you're getting it. Yeah, you wish. So you really think it's hot? Is that so surprising? Why wouldn't I? Well, for one thing, you're not really into girls, are you? That's not necessarily true, but even if it was, the stimulation is really what's hot. And what situation is that? Well, also, we're definitely circling back to the bit about you not necessarily being into girls. Okay, sure. Anyway, like I was saying, the situation of being in public. And, you know, doing something you're not supposed to. Wow, who knew you had such a naughty streak in you? Well, now you know, and knowing is half the battle. I'm definitely taking a mental note of that for the future. Why for the future? Huh? How about the two of us get a little naughty right now? Oh yeah? I'm listening.
For a minute, Sadie thinks on it. Finally, she whispers to you.
Ladies' room. Right now. Why the ladies' room? Because the men's room only has one stall, and what if someone comes in to use it? Right, good point. So, what do you think? Honestly, I think it's inappropriate and wrong, and we absolutely should not be doing it. So your answer is? Yes, please. Thought you'd say that. Just to be clear, you want to have sex in the stall, right? No, I want you to watch me take a shit and rate it on a scale from 1 to 10. You joke, but some people are into that stuff. Well, I ain't. Let's go. Good answer!
Once again grabbing you by the hand, Sadie pulls you away to the ladies' room. Sneaking past the eyes of potential bystanders, you're at the bathroom moments later.
What are you doing? I'm just checking to see if anyone's in here. Anne? It's all ours.
Seconds later, you and Sadie are stuffed in a stall, heatedly making out.
God, I hope it didn't stink in there. I used to have to clean women's bathrooms. They are not pleasant. Ouch! What? You stepped on my foot! Oh, sorry, it's just so tight in here. Yeah, it is.
Pushing you down onto the toilet seat, Sadie looks down at you with a fire lit in her eyes.
Uh-oh. Though I think we'll manage. Don't think I ever saw you this worked up. Any particular reason? I'm about to fuck my boyfriend in a public toilet with a ton of people outside these doors. And you're that turned on by it?
Unzipping the back of her dress, Sadie lets the top part drop, revealing her perky breasts.
Uh-huh. Fair enough. I'm glad you're so accepting of it. Far be it from me to shame another person's kinks. Oh, how gallant of you. Now take those pants off. I'm happy to oblige.
Doing as she asks, you quickly take your shoes and pants off.
You don't really have to take your shoes off. I mean, it would look weird, but you can take your pants off and do the thing with shoes on.
While Sadie slips off the rest of her dress.
You don't know what's on that floor. I've cleaned those floors before. Sometimes people just piss all over them like they don't even give a shit. I've seen it. I've been there. You don't want to step in piss, especially foreign piss. You don't know who pissed, and it's, yeah, bodily fluids, man. Fucking bloodborne well, that's not blood. But, you know, it's just, yeah. I wouldn't recommend it. While Sadie slips off the rest of her dress. Good idea on picking this bathroom over the other. I'd probably be barefoot in a puddle of piss right now. By the looks of some people out there, yeah, you totally would be. Especially in a bar. Man, the worst bathrooms I've ever seen in my life were in bars. There's one bathroom, I'm not going to explain where, but it was in a venue. And it was the worst shit I ever had to take. The bathroom, the stall was right behind the band. And there was no, there was nothing to hold the door shut. So I had to take a shit, not touch the seat, and keep the door closed with my hands. Because if I didn't, the door would fly open and everybody would see me taking a shit behind the band. So basically, That is the worst shit I've ever had. Like, some people will say, what's the worst shit you've ever had? Definitely that venue. The bands were good. It was some pretty interesting bands. But, no. Never again with that. By the looks of some people out there, yeah, you totally would be. Now, take a seat. Yes, ma'am. Oh, wow, look, the toilet is covered. There's a freaking thing on the, I don't know if that's just a black toilet top or there's actually something on it, which is surprising because normally they don't even go that far. You just get a plain old fucking toilet. And why are all the toilets white? You know, it'd be interesting if toilets had more colors than just that. Somebody needs to go in there and they're like, you know, we're all about diversity. Why are all the toilets white? And I'm not saying anything wrong with white toilets. I just like to see toilets in all kinds of different colors, you know? It's weird. You know, we don't have multicolored toilets. That's, I'm not saying the toilet has to look like a Jackson Pollock painting, but it means, you know, just, you go into a regular toilet in a bathroom, any bathroom, go to a Chinese restaurant, Mexican, whatever, the toilet's always going to be like a plain old white toilet. I don't know, maybe it's just easy for them to make that color porcelain. I have no idea. There's got to be a reason for that. Yes, ma'am. Where should we begin?
Grabbing hold of your cock, you point it towards her.
Right here would be a good place. My mouth, or should we get right down to business? Definitely start with the mouth. I want to take my time and enjoy this. I couldn't agree more.
Getting down on her knees, Sadie takes your cock in her hand.
Already nice and hard for me. Just the way I like it. You have my uncanny ability to get hard at the drop of a hat to thank for that. It's a blessing and a curse. Maybe for you, but for me.
Sticking her tongue out, Sadie licks the head of your penis gently.
I wouldn't want it any different. How about you show me just how appreciative you are for it? I'd love to.
Pointing your cock towards her face, she opens her mouth and slides it inside.
That already feels amazing. Your mouth is so warm, Sadie.
With said mouth full, Sadie begins slowly sucking down on it.
That's it, baby. Nice and slow. Savor it. Okay. Yeah, I gotta stop here because it's 4 in the morning. I've talked a little bit. But hey, you guys will definitely have something to look forward to next time, right? The party is still going, and so is she, apparently. And we've got plenty of scenes until this finishes. And I just do not have the time. I need to be going to bed because I've got some real hardcore shit to do at work tomorrow. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. With definitely more returning to me, at least you guys have something to look for. Stay tuned.